Stonewall Jackson. He became Stonewall. At that ford, that's how he got his name. One of them horses looked over there and said, "Look at Jackson standing like a Stonewall." When them fellas, when his officers told him, he says, "General," he says, they're coming and going across the ford. He said, "Don't give them a bit." He said, "Meet them with the bayonet." And that's what they couldn't stand, was the bayonet. Bayonets, you know, they had bayonets on the rifles, see? And when they went to bayonet them, they lit out. Beauregard told them, he said, "Let's go to Washington tonight." He could have captured the capital. See, Washington was undefended. Captured Washington, the war would have been over. But they said, "No, let's wait the morning." Too late. Lincoln rushed troops into Washington all night. And he captured it. And he couldn't capture it the next day.
Hear the stories you tell about this, it makes it sound so much.
Yeah, but probably he don't like it on his.
That's good.
Huh?
Just wondering about some of these things on my list here. What do you call a female horse?
Huh?
What do you call a female horse?
A mare.
Mare?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the things, metal things you put on a horse's foot?
A horseshoe.
And what do you call a game that you play with those?
Huh?
What do you call the game that you play with those?
With them horseshoes? Pitching horseshoes, I've pitched them. Just put up a stake, you know. And each one get two horseshoes, and the ones that can ring the stake, see? They call it horseshoe pitching. You know, in the West, they used to have that a lot of. We used to play it at school when I was a boy, pitching horseshoes. They used to have horseshoes in the stores then because they had horses. They used to put shoes on the horses. And that was a great skill, blacksmiths in them days had blacksmith shop. And he had to know where to drive those nails in that horse's hoof.
Where would they put the horseshoes?
Huh?
Where on the horse did they put the shoes?
They put it right on the bottom of his feet. That horseshoe was made to fit. You know, he's got that, now, like your fingernail, see, on the ground of your toenail, it break, keep a breaking till it got down to the creek. That would cripple the horse. Well, that shoe stuck out a little like that, you know, and protected that foot, especially on the hard pavement like that out there, a rock.
What you call the horse's foot?
The hoof. Horse's hoof.
About two of them.
Huh?
Two of them.
Two hoofs?
I just wondered
what you called them. Uh-huh. Yeah, two hoofs, a horse's hoof. But, you know, they used to trim them hoofs one time, too. They put them up on a block, and they had a chisel. Mm-hmm. And that old horse would stand there, and they'd finish right around, cut the door.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it. I stood up and watched it. You know, I was brought up with horses. Did you see where they, in them paper there, where they had the oxen backed up to the warehouse to get it feed?
I don't know whether I saw that or not. Let me look through here where I'll be asking you some.
It shows you that one place, and that was what they had. The feed come in, and he was backed up to the warehouse.
There
it is. With the oxen. You see it?
Yes.
You loading this feed? That's down on the waterfront.
Raise sheep around here?
Very few. They have. Some of them have sheep, but very few. They mostly raise cows and hogs and goats. Now, they used to have goats. And you know, I don't like mutton, but I do goat. I like goat.